D.H. Lawrence is one of the most controversial writers of the 20th century. His novels have caused public outcry, been banned, and even taken to court. Yet, perhaps Lawrence is also the most misunderstood of British authors. Born into a working-class mining community in Nottinghamshire, he strove to escape his roots and reach the heights his mother longed all her children to attain. But as success brought him fame, security, and new friends, he found himself more out of place than ever. Today, we can walk in his footsteps to see the settings that inspired his novels and much of his poetry. Sons and Lovers, The Rainbow, and Lady Chatterley's Lover all took place in the villages, by the lakes, and in the woodland of what Lawrence described as the country of my heart. Sadly, today, most remember the scandals that his books caused, forgetting that D.H. Lawrence is a truly great writer and poet. If I could have put you in my heart, if but I could have wrapped you in myself, how glad I should have been. And now the chart of memory unrolls again to me, the course of our journey here, before we had to part. Lawrence grew up to the west of Nottingham in a colliery village called Eastwood. At the end of the 19th century, almost the entire population here depended on coal mining for their survival. Among them was Lawrence's father, Arthur, and uncles who worked at the Brinsley Pit, the remains of which are still there today. Arthur Lawrence would have worked from 6 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon at the height of the boom in the mining industry. The work was back-breaking and exhausting as the men spent their entire day beneath the earth in the dirt and dust of the mines, but for many it was the only hope of earning an income. Not only was mining a grueling job, but it could also be very dangerous, and Arthur had lost his brother James in a mining accident at Brinsley. Lawrence's father had moved to Eastwood in 1883 into a property owned by the Barber Walker Mining Company, with his wife Lydia and 3 children, George, Ernest and Emily. They lived in Victoria Street, which is now a museum dedicated to D.H. Lawrence. But life was not harmonious, for though Arthur came from a labouring family, his wife did not fit into the mining community. Lydia Lawrence had a genteel accent, loved reading, and felt she belonged to a higher social sphere. Her ancestors came from a family with money, and there were even tales that they had owned land along the Trent. Lydia would later tell her children...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?